This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Welcome to this week's Teddy Teapot. It's going to be a good one because I know so many of you are in that like master panic zone because you probably haven't finished your holiday shopping. And those of you who have, this is a great episode anyway because these are such good gift ideas. We've gone from all sides of the spectrum to figure out what works for you and your budget and all the different ideas. And I have so many fun guests to come on and I'm really excited for today. Our first guest is Cheryl Burke, which I am super excited about. She has an amazing podcast with AJ McLean, who was also her partner on Dancing with the Stars, but it's called Pretty Messed Up, where they talk about all things addiction, mental health, which I think is so helpful for so many people. So I can't wait to talk to her. I have to first fangirl with you for a second because my kids are obsessed with Dancing with the Stars. Like,
oh, really?
Next level, which now means I'm obsessed because it's an amazing family show to watch.
I love it.
But they stand in front of the screen and like try to do the moves along with you guys. And I'm like, you got your mother's rhythm. Like, it's not working out for y'all right now.
I love that. And normally it's like, oh, my mom or my grandma loves Dancing with the Stars. It's never like my kids. So it's really nice to hear that oh, like kids are enjoying our show.
Oh, they love it so much. That, like, and this year was beyond because there was so many fun costumes and the hair and the makeup. So
totally, yeah.
Something they look forward to every week. Aww. And now that it's over, we're like, now what? What are we gonna
do? American Idol, I guess.
I know, we're gonna switch it over.
Right. Well, I love your show. I'm a huge fan. I love Housewives, really. I seriously love you. I love what you represent. I think you're awesome, so.
Oh, thank you. Lots of drama too, but
the
beauty of it is then I get to do something like this and talk to you and, you know, grow.
Yeah, totally.
Which is why I love your podcast so much, which
thank you,
but you guys have to tune in to Pretty Messed Up. It is, I mean, it's pretty messed up. I mean, my first question is for you is how do you find strength right now? Like, I think there's so many of us that are feeling alone or feeling like
totally. This
is happening to me. So like, what is your driving force?
You know, I've always been really into self-help and self-improvement. As far as like, you know, I'm an addict and I feel like, you know, I mean, some people may disagree that I'm an addict, but I feel like I'm an addict. And when I like think of one thing to do, that's what I'm going to do. And lately it's been very much like productivity, you know, like how can I keep this time and make it, you know, the most out of it really, and try and look at the glass half full instead of half empty. And it's not freaking easy, guys. Like, it's really not. Like, there's days I wake up and I'm like, oh God, like, here we go again. Gonna get dressed up from the waist up. And, but you know what, like make something out of it, you know? And I've always had that drive, I guess, that like over obsessive drive where it's like, okay, well, you know, I've always wanted to make masks. Weirdly, before this pandemic, when I was in Japan doing my live stage show, and I saw like these Japanese women coming out with like beautiful outfits and then dental masks. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Like, I went to my agent and I was like, we gotta like come up with something cute. She's like, you're nuts. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then obviously, you know, this happened. And, you know, it's just about like being able to sit in your own, excuse my language, but like being able to then be okay with you and then just feeling the feelings. And meditation has been a big part of my life. If you asked me 2 years ago to sit in stillness and with no technology around me, I would have slapped you. that would have never happened. But, you know, it's okay to feel. And I think we've all been just numbing. A lot of us have, at least.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think that now you've taken the time to create something that you thought about years ago, which my son stole my mask that I got from the iHeart box. And he's like, no, I'm sorry, mom. I love it because in the back it's got like
adjustable. Yeah.
Adjust it. And I'm like, that, but did you see the name? It said mom, like Teddy.
Yes. You know, they're men and women. I mean, boys and girls, whatever. Whatever, you know, tickles your fancy, really. But like, they're, you know, for me, it's about the construction of these masks. Like, I was so tired of swallowing my masks, to be honest. I was like tired of like crying and swallowing my mask. And I couldn't even like, all I was thinking about was like, I'm wearing something on my face. You know, I needed to wear something that like I could breathe in and then add a little glitter, you know.
No, they're so cute. They're comfortable and they're a really good stocking stuffer.
Oh my God. And affordable.
Huge. So how do people, what's the quickest way somebody could get one of those masks?
So today is the last day of my 12 days of giveaway of Maskmas Christmas special. So if you guys really quick want to go onto my Instagram account, it's at Cheryl Burke. You can also find the link there to in my bio to get masks. But the website is baileyblueclothing.com.
So cool. And they're so cute. I wish you guys could see them all right now. There's so many different colors. They're so
And they're all named. They're named after one of the dances you've seen us do on Dancing with the Stars. So this is the quick step.
Oh, I love that.
This is the Paso Doble. I'm sure your son will like this one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's actually the one we have.
Yeah, this one, or and you might have the Tango. It's the silk black one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the holiday line that just came out. And then we got the Mambo, of course. It's like, tell me which one you want, Teddy, and I'll hook you up.
Well, seriously. The Mambo looks pretty sexy right there.
You can name a few if you'd like. This is the Argentine Tango. Do you dance, by the way?
I want to dance. Like,
you and your hubby?
It's like my dream. Like, my husband and I are like, we need to learn to dance. Like, we've done
a lot.
I'm
telling you.
Here. Like, we started reading books together and like they became our non-negotiables. Like, we're going to read relationship books and we're going to have those conversations that are hard this year because we have the time and we need to
Right.
each other because, you know, you're married. Some days you just go through the motions. Oof. How was your day? Good, fine, Right. whatever. Do we know what we both did? Like, and
Right.
it's like, we needed to push past that. But dancing is the next thing because he can dance, like he can move, but like not when it's choreographed, like it's on my Right. own. And I'm not sure I could, I need a lot of guidance.
You're so fit though. Like, you'll be able to do it. Like, you're an athlete, right? Like,
you definitely. But that's why I'm like, that would be out of my comfort zone because for me, where
I- That's good. That's good.
The most trouble for myself is when I'm complacent.
Right. I feel you, girl. Like, for me, like, I actually, my husband needs to stay far away from me when I say the word dance because I turn into like a dance mom. So like literally for our wedding, I was like, I had chaperones because I was like, yo, we're either, he's not going to make it to the aisle because I'm going to bring out the dance mom in me. And I'm like, this is not cute. But dancing normally for normal, you know, married couples, it's normally a great thing.
A great thing. Definitely. For bonding.
What I'll teach you guys via Zoom.
I would love that.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do for the holidays?
You're looking at it.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, it's so scary actually right now. And my husband's actually 2 more days left on his movie that he's shooting right now. And it's like, I'm like, honey. And then he's like, comes home. I'm like, I'm not feeling well. I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, go in the room.
You're going to come in the room and say, can you just shout it out from the kitchen, please? No, I'm kidding. But like, I think he just run down, hopefully. But like, you just never know, you know, it's like to go out and anywhere. Like, my friend wants to go Christmas shopping. I'm like, you're on your own, honey, bun, because I can't do this.
I know that. I mean, that's why I was talking about it. I even to go to Target, there's like
a line
around the corner, 20 deep. I'm like, absolutely.
I was sending masks to people for Christmas and I was like freaking out. Like, you don't understand. I haven't been to a restaurant since January. I've literally, like, I have not. Like, it's been me and my new Frenchie who I'm petting. You've seen my arm, like, weirdly petting. Oh, really? This is Isabella. She's a little rascal.
Oh, that you have such a nice name for yours. Mine is Pork Chop.
Oh, I love it. Mine's Isabella with a Y, which is really weird, but whatever. But yeah, so I'm like, you know, I don't even know what it feels like to to even go out. I'm like, wait a second. What do you do? Like, what's the new normal?
I mean, the only thing I've been doing is like, we've been going on family walks and
that's good.
Kind of looking around the neighborhood, looking at the lights and trying to find something festive.
I've like literally over decorated my tree. I mean,
well, it looks good. I mean, we tried to do the gingerbread houses, but I really mucked that one up because I didn't get the one that was constructed already.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't realize you had to like have a license in architecture to build
what?
It's like, falling over, they're collapsing. My kids are like, "What, mom?"
Oh no!
Well, you know, you do the best you can.
Right. Normally you just buy it at Neiman Marcus or something.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I see how it goes. What does that mean for you in regards to holiday shopping? You did the masks and
Amazon is like Christmas every day here in this house. I know. The boxes, like, no, actually my neighbors are just like, Cheryl, enough. Like, it looks like, it looks horrible outside right now because I've just got boxes piling up and like the trash comes every Wednesday and I'm like, my trash bins are broken. Like, it's a freaking hot mess. And the hubby's shooting a movie. So it's just me, myself, and my dog.
I know, but then you have to see it. Like, for me, I'm like, do I really want to break down these boxes or do I wait and the hard time because I haven't done it? So I'm going to store them over here until it becomes a situation, like a talking to. But I think that's what everybody's doing. And plus, they're when they get bored, they're like, oh, I could buy this on Amazon, or, you know, it's
cool. Yeah. Or like they do YouTube channels and podcasts, like what I've been doing. I'm like, literally, this is why I was late calling you, because I was like reading my monologue that I have to now put in the teleprompter so I can put up my freaking video on New Year's Day. I'm like, who wants to watch YouTube on New Year's Day?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I had a hard enough time doing our little dance we did for, because we're all, you know, for the iHeart thing.
You did great.
I watched you and AJ. I was like, you know what? It's not fair.
You know what? I refuse to sing though. I'm tone deaf. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Random question, but my listeners have all asked the same thing. They want me to ask all my guests today. When you go to a hotel, when it was something that we did.
Yeah.
Did you ever steal stuff from it? And what are the things?
Hell yeah, I did. You know, like, what's the hotel? It's, the one where we got married, Fairmont Grand Del Mar or whatever. Sorry guys, but I steal all your Le Labo, everything. Like, they have Le Labo lotion, shampoo, bath salts, freaking, scrubber. Like, I'm like, yo, I look like I'm Filipino. So that's what we do.
Well, I'm the same, but I didn't realize that I later got charged, but I was taking the robes. Because apparently,
no, you can't do that.
But my husband's like,
you can't do that.
My beautiful Four Seasons robe or my
bob. Oh, yeah, no. That's obvious, girl. I got to teach you some tricks of the trade.
He's like, Teddy, I just saw on our hotel bill that $250 for the robe. I'm like,
was it worth it though? Because I feel like their robes are like towels.
There's one robe that was really worth it that I've been carrying around for like 10 years, but there's like,
oh, good.
It's all the things.
You need to steal. I'll steal another one for you.
Get it. Well, I'll Venmo you half.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
My gosh. I know that I only have 20 minutes with you. So thank you.
Oh, that sucks. Much. This is fun.
I know. It was so fun. And if you ever need anything at Pretty Messed Up, I'm pretty messed up too. So
yes, I would love. You're a life coach, right? Like, I'll exchange dance lessons for life coaching, me and my husband. How about that?
I think the beauty of it is when we are, you know, we're all struggling. The biggest thing is about being vulnerable and about sharing your struggles.
It's so scary though.
And it's really scary. But once you do that, then you realize we're not alone.
Right. Like, stop trying to be a hard ass. Sure.
Yeah. Stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be a hard ass, because there's so many of us that just need to hear, wow.
Yeah.
I can do this.
I'm human.
She, you know, this happened to her, this happened to him, or whatever it may be. So I wish you such a happy holiday season.
Thank you. You too. I'm going to send you some masks, girl.
Oh, thank you. I'm not going to let Cruz see it this time.
I'll send you enough for everyone.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Danielle, how great was she? But I had to continue checking my stomach. I thought it was growling. I was like, what is happening? I just ate. But then she pulled up the dog and I'm like, it's the dog snorting.
It was so good. Her new little Frenchie was just like snoring. It was amazing.
So cute. Now I like want to have mine on my lap. But our next guest is Matt Sarafa, who I actually know already because he is, I think it's Kyle Richards' godson. And so we have met multiple times. He's so fun. One of the youngest, I think youngest designers to ever show at New York Fashion Week. So I can't wait to dig into it with him, and we'll bring him on in a sec.
Hello.
Hi. Look at you. I knew you were going to come with all the things. I knew it.
Any excuse to dress up, I take it full force these days.
Oh my God. Well, I am so happy to have you here. I was like such a nice surprise when I saw you on the rundown sheet. I'm like, I know him.
Ah, I'm so excited, Teddy. Thank you for
having me. Did I say it wrong? Aren't you Kyle's godson? Or
I am, yes.
Okay, that's what I was like. I was like, I know there's some sort of, because I've hung out with you a million times. So
yeah, some sort of family ties in there somewhere.
Family ties. And every time I see you, I am always mesmerized by your makeup and envious that mine is a hot mess express. Wow. Your nails, it's all the things.
Well, come over to the Matt Sarapa Beauty Salon anytime you want and I'll hook you up. How about that?
Oh my gosh, I love it. But I think the coolest thing about you, I mean, there's a million cool things, but one of the most incredible things about you for our listeners is you were the youngest person to ever show at Fashion Week, right?
Yes, still to this day, allegedly. Still
to this day. So can you talk us through like how you got the confidence to do that? Some of the first decisions that you made in order to take action and make it happen?
For sure. I mean, I'm happy to talk about myself all day long. but I mean, I've been doing fashion since I was 7 years old. I got into the fashion world by watching Project Runway. And then I found myself on the first season of Project Runway Junior. And that's when everything just kind of took off. And I showed at Cleveland Fashion Week, believe it or not. Way back in the day. And then someone from New York Fashion Week was sitting in the audience and I got an email the next day and they're like, hey, do you want to come and like show? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then like the rest is history pretty much. Just been hustling.
What would you say the biggest challenge has been for you?
Probably my age. A lot of people don't, because I got started when I was like 16 is when stuff really started blowing up and people just were not taking me serious. They thought that it was just like, oh, just some little gay boy, you know, living out a little dream. And then it was just kind of a phase and it would blow over. So like having to sit with all of these like old men who are like, you know, high ups in the industry, nobody ever really wanted to take me seriously. So my whole life, I've just been trying to prove them wrong.
And you know what? I think that sometimes you can say like your biggest haters, people can either stew in that and it breaks them down, or you use that drive to go, you know what? No, I'm going to keep showing up for me. I'm going to keep showing up for what I love to do. And I'm going to create something special, which your faux fur is stunning.
Yes, we have some on the way to you. I wanted them to get there in time, but you know, with shipping and everything, it's crazy.
I know, it's a disaster. But I remember when I was on Housewives, I wore one. It was in this store, and I like tried so many on. They're so gorgeous. Tell us a little bit about that and why that's a great gift for the holidays.
Yes, I love that. I remember that iconic picture. You were in the runway, fresh off New York Fashion Week runway, green emerald fur. I love it.
Do you think is the biggest fashion trend from 2020 that you're excited to go away?
Oh God.
If you say matching sets, I'm out.
If you saw my closet, you would call me a liar if I said that, because I'm like all about the matching sets these days. Let's see, that's hard. Because I don't like to yuck anyone's yum, but I would have to say, okay, the ugly dad sneakers. I can't with those, like the Balenciaga ones. I've never gotten into them. And just because
they're Balenciaga. The big socks.
Yeah, so ugly. Like just because they're Balenciaga, that does not make them cute. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what I am really, and you're not going to think this is, I Uggs have made a comeback in my life. And these ones, they may be meant for indoors, but they're all lifestyle for me. And
I've seen a lot of those.
But like, they're not even cute. But like now UGG has made a huge comeback again because everybody wants to be cozy all of the time.
For real. And you know, off the record, I mean, PETA, I don't think approves of UGGs, but I do own a pair of UGGs in my closet. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I didn't even know the PETA thing. Ah, code red. They're thugs. They're not Uggs, guys.
Got you. From Santee Alley. I love it.
What are the holiday, what are you going to do for the holidays this year?
Oh my God, I think it's gonna be the most boring holidays ever. Like, this is always usually like my favorite time of the year because my birthday's in October and then it's like Thanksgiving and there's like Christmas and everything. And I'm always like having so much fun seeing all my friends and stuff. But this year, I literally think I'm just gonna be with my immediate family and like, that's it. It's gonna be like the most lame Christmas ever.
Do you get them gifts and like what kind of gifts do you get your family? And do you think subscription gifts are a good gift?
So we do gifts. I have two younger brothers and then it's my dad and my mom. I have the most fun obviously shopping for my mom because I like to get her, you know, like we don't have the same size shoe, but you know, handbags and stuff, I can kind of, you know, justify getting her one if I can borrow it, you know.
So it's really about you. I see how it is.
But then, you know, like for my brothers and stuff, okay, this is gonna sound so bad, but I'm getting them skincare routines because they desperately need it. So I'm revamping their whole from top to bottom cleanser to moisturizer. Like I'm getting them everything. Especially my little brothers, they need to take a little better care of their skin.
So what skincare do you recommend? Don't hold out. I need to know.
Okay, so for my dad, I'm getting him on a retinol. You know retinol, right?
Yes.
So I'm getting him on a retinol. I think he desperately needs it. And then for my little brothers, they need like, they have acne, but it's the kind of acne that like, they just need to wash their face. Like they just don't be washing their face. So I'm getting them some stuff. It's from this brand called Naturium. And it's like their niacinamide is really good. I used to want to be a dermatologist, so I know a lot about this stuff. But I'm getting them some niacinamide stuff. Some like salicylic acid is good for their acne. And just for them, I'm keeping it basic because I know if I go too crazy, like my skincare routine, they're not going to use any of it.
No, it has to be simple. It has to be simple. It has to look cool.
Exactly.
And then they'll probably do it. And then exactly. That has to have quick results. What are you most looking forward to for 2021?
I'm excited to close the chapter on 2020, first and foremost. And I just hope that next year is a little more, you know, fun. Hopefully this COVID starts clearing up a little bit, but no promises. And I have like some exciting new fashion stuff that I'm working on. And like, I just feel like the whole fashion industry is changing now without like these fashion shows and stuff. Cause usually right now I would be gearing up to do New York Fashion Week in February. So now everything's like so different. So I'm just working on a new collection right now. And we'll just kind of, we'll see where it goes.
And while you are home, what are you doing to like get inspired and to keep yourself, you know, because especially at your age, and I'm not doing ages into you, but there's so many kids that are just spending all of their time on social media. They're getting like Zoom depression, you know, like all of these types of things because there's no outlet. So being creative and having that creative outlet is huge, but like, how do you find it when, you know, you're kind of stationary?
Kind of blessed in some ways because I have been so busy, even more busy during quarantine than before, I feel like. In the very beginning of lockdown, I started doing like designer face masks. I started just making them for myself. And then, you know, it kind of blew up and then like friends were asking them, friends of friends. And then I'm like, you know what? Let me just put them online. Let me just sell them and see how it goes. And it has been so crazy. If you saw like downstairs in my house, it's literally like a sweatshop down there. Like I am working round the clock trying to get all of these made and fulfilled and whatnot. So in some ways I feel like kind of good about being able to still do all my like sewing and fashion, like creative stuff. And it's kind of kept me, I feel like, sane during the quarantine.
What other types of new designs are you going to do in your new collection? Like, give us the inside scoop.
Want the tea, huh?
Yeah,
So we're doing right now, like, you know, I love the over-the-top glamour and like the super extra stuff. But nowadays, you know, people are staying home. They don't have a lot of places to wear, you know, like a traditional like fur coat and like all this couture and stuff that I usually like to do. So we're taking a little bit more of, you know, the cozy, but still fly kind of route. So a lot of two-piece sets, which I'm sure you'll love. Yes, just like more softer, cozier fabrics, and just stuff that you can kind of wear around the house, or if you're going somewhere out, you're still going to look good, fly, presentable, and fashionable, but not, you know, over the top, super extra.
Okay. I like that. And then what do you think like the color of 2021 is going to be?
Ooh. That's hard. I think patterns are really in for 2021. I think especially now that everyone's doing these, like you said, these two-piece matching sets, I think it's fun to throw in like a little pop of, you know, pattern or like some super vibrant colors. Like I love an emerald green, a sapphire blue. The PETA collab that we just did for these like cropped hooded faux fur bomber jackets, we did all like jewel tones. So we have like a ruby, sapphire, this is like the emerald, and then like a black onyx. I think that's really hot and like really sexy for 2021. But the main thing I feel like is just cozy.
Yeah, cozy. I mean, but I think wearing that bright color, that bold color, makes me feel more alive. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm like, I wore this like bright purple kind of set yesterday, and my husband's like, wow, you look hot. Meanwhile, I'm like in sweats.
Yes.
It's because like one, if it goes together and I kind of make an effort to do my hair, then all of a sudden I feel more ready for the day. Like I'm like, even though I'm at my home, I feel good to go.
100%. And that's why I love fashion, because if I look good, I feel good and I can like go out there and like conquer the day. But you know, if I'm not looking fresh, then I don't feel my best.
You know what? I think we have to end on that note, because it's pretty great. If I'm not fresh, I'm not looking my best. And I feel the same way when it comes to fitness, everything. It's taking care of yourself. And however makes you feel good in your own skin, we're all different. But I think that's huge. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Teddy. So good to see you.
Good to see you too. Can't wait in person at some point. Who knows how long.
Yes, and we'll have on our matching PETA Matt Serafa collab bombers.
Done and done.
Yes, I love it.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Our next guest is Jeanette Pavini, who, let's be honest, we all need to figure out ways to save, especially after the holidays. I know that I always go over my budget, and I think like maybe if I don't look, I won't realize that I did, but I know I did. You can also order her book, Order the Joy of Saving, and it's on Amazon. So the first thing I kind of have to say is like, as I'm like shamefully telling you, is I always have a plan for my budget and I always end up going over because I don't plan for certain things. Like, yes, this is how much I'm going to spend on my kids. And then this is how much I'm going to even spend on my tree or whatever it may be. But then I don't think about like, oh, I'm going to want them to have Christmas pajamas or our holiday card or what they need for, you know, the outfits they're going to wear to match it. You know, all of these things start to add up that we don't think about. So right. Like, what is the best practice to kind of budget during the holidays?
So the best practice is really know that history will repeat itself. Like you zeroed in on exactly what people forget to look at, right? They forget to look at, you know, okay, if we're gonna buy this cute outfit, am I gonna have to get special little shoes? And then will I need the bow to go with it? And all these other things. And so let history be the dictator for your future. And what I mean by that is, okay, if you're getting the kids new outfits, really think back, what did I spend money on? What else did I miss? And then you know whether it's really worth it and if it fits into your budget. Same thing with the Christmas tree, right? Oh, but I need the lights. Oh, now I need, you know, new, you know, the thing that goes at the bottom. I needed new, we have to think of these things because those costs are what's going to kill us.
Do you think you like write it all down at the beginning or you like that? I think that's my problem. I give myself like a budget in my head, but I don't actually write it down. And that's the only thing in my life that I don't write down. So I'm like, I wonder why I don't want to hold myself accountable to this. Cause in my mind, I'm like, I just love giving gifts and making this holiday special. And I forget about all the other stuff.
Yeah, you have to write it down. You know, it's interesting in the book that I wrote, I start with how my dad from 1942, are you ready for this? He wrote down every single paycheck from 1942, how much he made, how much went to, you know, taxes, how much went to Social Security, and how much he took home. For 60 years, Teddy, I have the journal. I took it when he passed away. I'm like, I have to hang on to it. And that was like the basis of my whole book. We don't have a relationship with what we're spending. And you have to have that. For me, it's a mind, pen, paper. I write it out. And once you do that, that knowledge is super powerful because then you know what you're working with. I mean, I think for a lot of people, and this year has been a tough year financially for a lot of people, you know, we want to put our head in the sand, but the reality is you can't. And once you acknowledge it and you write it out and you see what your budget is, suddenly you're powerful.
Yeah, I know. The one thing that I do that I know has helped is every week I write down like the amount of money that I have in each one of my accounts.
Good
like,
girl.
Like my personal, my business, my LLC, and just so I can see it. And then I can, it helps me make decisions on jobs, like different things that I'm going to say yes to. And then I can also have those hard conversations with myself. Am I only saying yes for the money, or am I saying yes because I really want to do this and I believe in this and, you know, whatever it is, but just seeing the money either go up or go down can be very motivating.
It's 100%. And what you're doing, Teddy, is you're having a relationship with your money. It's not something that's far off that you're not connected with because you're aware. Now, I think it's great. Once a week, I do mine once a month. You're ahead of me.
I have a bad feeling I may spend more.
That's okay. We're going to change all that. But, you know, it just makes you see, it lets you make educated decisions on where you want to spend your money. I mean, there's like this thing that's missing. There's people don't find joy or fun in saving money anymore. And it really, we need to, and some people say, well, I'm trying to make ends meet and I don't have money to save. If you look at your budget, I guarantee you there are things, grocery bills, that's one example, you know, where you could be cutting probably up to 50%, not you meaning everybody. Right. And when you save that money, make it fun. Put it in a savings account. If you have to spend, invest it in yourself or in a class or in a bank account or in stocks.
So what do you have any, I've noticed a lot, my husband and I do our finances separately because that's just always how we've done it. But a lot of couples that I know, a lot of my friends will, you know, get in arguments with their significant other over money, saving money. Either one of them's the saver and the other one is the spender, you know, whatever it may be. And they have different things on what's important to them to spend on. What is your advice to couples that are struggling with that?
Well, I think that, you know, it's important to realize that that is, finances are the number one cause for divorce. It's people fighting over money. It is a big deal. So I think I have two suggestions on that. And number one is to realize that you're going into this as a team and that, you know, you're in it together. And what you have to do is you have to find a common goal, because if one person's working towards one goal and another person's working towards another goal, you're never going to meet. So you have to find a common goal and you have to me, set boundaries. I mean, almost like an allowance. I have a friend who was struggling that with her and her husband. It got really, really bad. And you know, what they finally did was they sat down and they gave each other an allowance and they figured out, okay, you could spend this on whatever you want and I could spend this, but the rest of it, it's our money together that we make a decision. And it seemed to have worked. So it's like, you need to feel like you have something of your own, but you've got to work together on the bulk of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. And plus, having those conversations when you're in a good place, though, versus when you're actually fighting about finances. Like, all right, let's sit down. Let's make the budget. Let's come up with the allowance we both have. And you spend that however you want. And nobody wants to hear like, oh, did you go, not that it's happening now, but did you go get your nails done today? Or like, did you, you know, those types of things. But also, you know, we have different things that are important to us that we want to spend on. But yeah, something I have heard so much as people have been saying, because I've been asking everyone that I know, like, what's your New Year's resolution? And so many are like, I do want to save money going into this year, because this year has taught us with all of these unknowns, with all of these changes in jobs and everything, like, how do I start saving money?
You know, it goes back to exactly what you were talking about before, that awareness. And my recommendation is three things. Number one, if you want to save money, and we all have the capacity to do this, you write down all of your expenses. I mean, all of your expenses, not just, you know, okay, my mortgage, my insurance, everything that you spend money on. And you have two columns. It's so simple to do. The things that are set in stone, like, okay, your mortgage, you don't really have a ton of control over that, or your kids' tuition or daycare, whatever it might be. You know, that's set in stone. There's a lot of things that are flexible. I will tell you, your cell phone plan, it's flexible. Your grocery shopping, your personal care items, all of those things are flexible. And you can look at those and say, what am I going to do? First of all, if I want to continue using it, how am I going to do so at a, you know, at the best price possible? I'll give you a quick example. I've had the same cell phone plan 20 years. The other day, I'm like, it has to be less now. I shaved my cell phone plan by $60 a month. Now, $60 a month, that's nice. I'd rather have it in my pocket, but look at that. That's 700 bucks, you know, that's a lot, 720 bucks a year. And that's after taxes. So someone would have to make $1,200 to spend $700, right? So it's looking at those things and just saying, what can I change? And then, but then the key is, Teddy, is to actually save that money. It doesn't mean that you then spend it elsewhere. You save that money. And that's what you have to do, is save it. That's the most important.
And how do you, you know, hold yourself accountable to then saving it? Because sometimes where it gets a little tricky with me, I'm like, okay, you know, I just made this amount for doing, you know, this appearance or this situation or whatever it may be. And I've been wanting this for a while, and that is only half of what this cost. And so now I'm going to do this and spend half and then put this into save. Like, I always have justifications.
But that's human nature. The thing is, what we have to do is we have to find the feeling that saving is almost a better feeling than the new, you know, bag or whatever it is that someone's wanting to buy. Now, I'm not saying you can't buy those things, but I like your idea. You save half and you put half in an account for towards something that you're working towards, right? Like if it's a trip or if you want a car, whatever it might be, save at least half. People have got to start saving. When I was researching for this book, I could not believe how much of the population across the country doesn't have enough of a savings to even last 6 weeks if they, you know, if they suddenly lost their job, and which was a huge issue this year, right? I mean, you know, people, whether people were affluent or middle America, whatever it was, people were closing businesses, losing jobs. We have to have that savings. The peace of mind that having a savings account can give you is actually, it's priceless, because it allows you to feel more empowered and more in control. So I think it's fine to have those goals, but I think you have to always save at least 50% of what it is that you're going to be putting towards that purchase that you want.
And what do you recommend for people with kids, and they want to set a savings account or a college account or, you know, whatever it may be, like for somebody with, you know, a standard regular job, like how much should they be putting away a month for their kids or their savings or what, how, wherever they want to be?
Yeah, this is probably over all my years of reporting as a consumer reporter, that was probably like the number one question I'd get asked. Like, how do I plan for my kids' college education when I'm like dealing with paying my mortgage and everything else that's coming along? So there's a couple things, and I get into this. I have a whole chapter dedicated to this. First of all, if your kids are young, start doing things like 529 plans. These are great plans that allow you to set money aside for your kids for college. There's credit cards that you could use where, like, instead of getting points back for gift cards, percentage goes to these 529 plans. Ask family and friends, instead of getting big expensive gifts for your kids' birthdays or Christmas, you know, if they could do instead something to a 529. It adds up fast. But I think for parents in that situation, they have to at least start saving something. So what I recommend is look at like something like your grocery bill. All right. Most people don't realize how much flexibility they have in that one expense. It amazes me, because if you were to just do two simple things, join your grocery store's loyalty club and plan. Okay, you are a loyalty member, right?
You hit me hard right there. You just gave me an uppercut.
Yeah, it is, you will save so much money by planning just your grocery shopping around what's, you know, on the loyalty program. You create your meals around that. Look for coupons to save even more. That I've done this test, oh my God, so many times over the past 20 years. Every time, the family saves at least 35%, sometimes 50%. People don't realize. So now let's say you're saving 200 bucks a month. Just by doing that, that's $2,400 a year that you're going to be putting aside for your kids. And, you know, start there. And I want to tell parents that are facing it, you know, kids going off to college and it's been a tough year. There's a lot of financial aid packets out there that have, you know, some to do with merit and some to do with financial. And if your kid exceeds in a certain area, you know, definitely I say no matter what. No matter what your financial situation, apply for any type of grant, scholarship. You never know what you're going to get.
And then how do you start teaching your kids at a young age about saving?
Right. That's okay. So it's interesting. My husband and I were talking about that the other day because he and I grew up with parents from the Depression, the, you know, out of the war. And so literally, I mean, every penny. I grew up appreciating every penny. My dad was this hilarious, frugal Italian-American guy. And you know, and my husband too, but we don't feel like we even instilled that completely into our own kids. So what I recommend, and as I look back, what I would have probably done differently is I would have given a set allowance. I think kids really need to learn that you they're a portion of your money, you know, is you earn it. And so whether it's making your bed or helping out cleaning dishes or whatever it is, you get paid an allowance. And from that allowance, half of that has to go into a savings account. I mean, there's a certain amount of pride for kids when they get to $10 or $100 or whatever it might be. And then once they have that savings, then you could say, okay, you have $100 in your savings account. We're going to keep $50 there, and you could spend $50 if you want, or do you want to keep it in the savings? And most kids will say, I want to keep it, you know? And so it's kind of cool. Now, some parents will set up like a 401k match for their kids, which is fun, right? So it's like for every $10 you save, I'm going to give you $2. And so kids get motivated to save. It is truly one of the best gifts you could give your kids is teaching them to appreciate money and to save it. Because
oh, I love that. That is such a smart idea. And I love the match idea.
Right? Like it's a great way. It's maybe even better than an allowance in some ways, you know, because that way they're getting rewarded for saving, or you could do both.
Because what I've been doing instead of an allowance is I let them like gain points. And then with their points, they can get something from either Target or Amazon, but then it's not teaching them anything other than if they do it, they get the gift that they want. But that is I'm changing it in 2021, you guys. I'm putting it out here right now for all of y'all. Hold me accountable. That's what I'm doing. It's in the books. It's done.
It's the Teddy 401k plan.
It's happening. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
It was a pleasure.
And tell us a little bit more about your book and where everybody can get it.
So the book is The Joy of Saving, Money Lessons I Learned from My Italian-American Father and 20 Years as a Consumer Reporter. It's available on Amazon, and it really is three things. It's helping people realize that there is joy and fun in saving and the importance of it. And then it is showing people simple things, secrets that are kind of just hiding in plain sight, things that I learned after doing 10,000 news stories of ways to save money, and then what you can do to help others. Because a big part of it is once we empower ourselves, how can we then help the greater good? So that is the book. It's a fun read.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Teddy. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays. Tea Potters, thank you guys for tuning in. I had so much fun chatting with so many different personalities today. I figure I'll close out with talking with you guys about our holidays. So for us, I have the kids do their Santa lists, even though I'm pretty sure Bella's like on the cusp of like Santa, wink, wink, sure, but she still does it. And like on Cruz's list was, number one, a baby brother. So we knew he wasn't getting that. I'm like, you lost your mind, son. That ain't happening. But then they all kind of asked for the same things. They asked for a skateboard and a hoverboard and Vans. So it really made my holiday shopping pretty simple because I was like, they all want the same thing. That being said, once I actually purchased the hoverboard, my husband was like, have you lost your mind? You can't get our kids hoverboards. They're dangerous. And I'm like, you know what? They'll figure it out. And I got the helmet and the the things for their knees and the, you know, hands, everything. And I figure then it looks like it's so many gifts because there's so many things to wrap. And then I also, Santa is bringing them, they had a really good deal on these kids' Apple Watches, and Santa's bringing them because a big thing that they've wanted for Zoom school is to like set timers. They want to know like they're at when they're active, but also you can set your kids up with an iCloud to kind of only talk with you. So if I'm working in here, my kids can go like, you know, send me a little message like, hi mom, you know, I need help in the room or whatever it is. And so that, I think Santa really was clutch on making that decision. And Baby Dove, she's just, you know, she's getting baby stuff that I found on Amazon. And then Edwin, who I'm scared he's listening, he of course found these glasses that he likes that are sold out everywhere. So I had to scour the internet, ask a million people, but I found them and I cannot wait for him to get them. And then in regards to me, I don't normally get Christmas presents. Maybe a couple drawings, and Edwin's more of like gives a big gift at some random point in the year when he feels like it, which I ain't complaining. But I wish all of you guys a very happy holidays, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapot on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.